Good Shepherd Sermon for Sunday, November 3rd, 2019. Pastor Paul Talberg. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School is located in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, in the United States. Our mission is simple and bold. We seek to grow in faith and knowledge of our Savior Jesus. We want to make him known to others so that they too may share the joys that Jesus has won for them. Here's Pastor.
This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Let's rise, shall we? I want you to hear once again, as you're standing, these incredible words of God. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, "If you remain in my word, you are really my disciples. You will also know the truth, and the truth will set you free." "We are Abraham's descendants," they answered. "We've never been slaves of anyone. How can you say you'll be set free?" Jesus answered, "Amen, amen, I tell you, everyone who keeps committing sin is a slave to sin, but a slave does not remain in the family forever. A son does remain forever. So if the Son sets you free, you really will be free." May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our defender. Amen. You may be seated. There are some of us, I don't know how many, who even as I'm reading that word, since this is going out not just to you and our friends and guests here, but also the friends and guests online who might be online later on today if they're watching from Australia or from New Zealand or something like that. But when you hear those words for the second time, you thought, well, I heard those words before. And I'm living in a relatively free society. I'm a free person. I'm looking out here. There's not a single slave here, right? Nobody in chains. No one has to go back to the prison today. We're all free. Jesus was talking to people who thought the same thing. He was talking to people who, religious freedom. We got the religious freedom because they called the shots of the day. They counted how many steps you walked on a Sunday to worship. They counted how you did your food, how much you ate. They counted the tassels on your robes. And if they did everything right, then you were okay. Jesus was talking to people who thought that they were politically free, although under the Romans, nobody had any rights because the Roman was the biggest bully on the block. And that the Roman Empire said, "Jump, you asked how high, sir." And you apologized if you couldn't do it. Or you went to jail, or they killed you. People that Jesus was talking to were people that were thought they had moral freedom. They could do whatever they wanted. And that momentary pleasure of that missed little bit of time of doing that terrible sin against God, that's what life is all about, you know? Living for the moment, living for the day, or as they say, carpe diem, seize the day. That's who Jesus was talking about. And among that midst of people were people who trusted in him. And Jesus said to them, "Everyone who sins and keeps on sinning is a slave to sin." Oh, that means that I'm looking at a bunch of slaves out here, right? Because we all keep on sinning. Let's remember that you and I are sinners through and through. The Lord tells us in his word that all of our thoughts are only evil all the time. The Lord tells us in that prophet Jeremiah, remember that Old Testament reading? He wrote the words, "The heart is deceitful above all things. It is ill beyond repair. There is no hope." Our sins, we've so kidded ourselves. First commandment says, don't have any other gods, which means if I ever worry, that means I think that God can't do something. I'm not trusting him. That means if I ever don't like my life right now, that means I don't like how God is loving me and taking care of me. Oh, there goes the first commandment. So then we say, well, that's all right. We got nine others. Well, what about the second one? Don't misuse his name. How often don't we say, blankety blank this or blankety blank that? And God says, don't use my name to curse or swear. Use it to bless people. How often do you do that? God says to treasure his word. So when's the last time you read your Bible for fun? Because you wanted to hear your Heavenly Father listen to you. Was it in confirmation class? When the pastor said, look up this passage, and you had to look it up? You had to look it up, otherwise pastor might call on you and you'd be in trouble. What about the fourth commandment? Oh, hey, all the parents like the fourth commandment. Yeah, honor your father and mother. Yeah, that's me, honor your father and mother. The Lord also says to parents to care for and love and cherish the gifts of children that he gives to them. Oh, and by the way, it's for all authority. It's not just parents. It includes teachers. It includes the police officers. It includes the senators. It includes the representatives. It includes the president of the United States. Whether you're for him or against him politically matters not a twit to God. He says, honor those that he has placed in authority over us. Whoa. It's hard to do that in America, isn't it? Because we have this freedom of speech. And sometimes people think that just means I can just say whatever's on my mind. Fifth commandment, we live in a country that is butchering babies. It should make us really irritated every day. We should do everything we could to help those moms, give them some kind of hope so they don't have to go to killing their own children in their womb. About the sixth commandment. Oh, anything about the sixth commandment. You can hardly look at the TV or your screen without seeing some kind of advertising pop up with some half-naked person. A missionary from Africa had gone to Africa. He was a friend of my mom and dad's, Pastor Wentland, and he came back on furlough. He had been gone for 6 years, and they said he should probably come back on furlough, so he came back. And as my dad drove him around, I was sitting in the back seat, and the missionary said, Marty, to my dad, what in the world is going on in our country? And my dad said, what? You just drove by a billboard that had a half-naked woman on it. She was in her bra, it was on the billboard, and nobody says anything. That's how easy we are to getting used to things. Yeah. Seventh commandment, don't steal. Now, I don't know about you, but when I was growing up, my dad said, if you steal a paperclip, it's as bad as stealing $100 bills. So I grew up with a mom and a dad that drilled that into me. But there's more than just stuff. You can steal time. If someone is paying you to work for 8 hours a day and you say, well, you know, I don't have to work for 8 hours a day. I'll work for seven and I'll just skip out the other stuff. You're stealing. What about the eighth commandment? Do you steal someone's good name? When you slander another person, when you pass on gossip, do you pass it on by passing it on, or do you pass it on by listening to it and encouraging it? And the ninth and the tenth. Well, in America, you might as well just throw those commandments in the trash. Because everything's designed to make you discontent. So you have to really work hard to say thank you for everything. Whereas that should come the most natural thing. You and I, every day, every moment of every day, are always sinning. And God says those who keep on committing sins are slaves to sin. So where's the hope in that? Thanks so much, Pastor. Really picked me up today, huh? What does the Bible say? The Bible doesn't just say,